Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code?
251-341-0024-6196.
6196. All righty, let's see what we got here. All righty, and are you calling from Mesa and Napier?
That's Napier. Mesa and Napier, yes.
Mesa and Napier, apologize. All righty, and let me just, and who am I speaking with here?
My name is Will Napier.
Will Napier.
Yes, sir.
All righty, and I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of information that I have on file for you here. Are you still at 951 Amlin Drive?
That's my home address.
Oh, it's your home address. Okay, that's not the business address.
No, it is not.
Gotcha. So, what is the business address?
1100-1100 mm-hmm. Knoll, spelled K-N-O-L-L, Haven, H-A-V-E-N, Road.
Knoll,
same
Haven.
City, same zip.
Same city, same zip. Perfect.
Yes.
All righty. And what's a good phone number for us here in case we get disconnected?
937-239-7086.
7086. All right, excellent. And what's a good email address for you, Will?
I'm sorry?
What's a good email address for you?
Oh, W Napier, my last mm-hmm. name, W-N-A-P-I-E-R, 1, Z as in zebra, 1, at Hotmail.
At Hotmail. Alrighty, perfect. And what's the structure of your business? Are you an LLC, an S-Corp, C-Corp?
LLC, S-Corp.
You're an S-Corp?
Okay. Yes.
Gotcha, perfect. All right, I mean, we've got, you know, a lot of different programs available depending on your specific needs. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do so I can kind of point you in the right direction here?
Just cash flow for, we need it for at least 6 months, but if the interest rate is right, we can use it longer, I guess.
Okay.
We need about $50,000 is what we need. That's what we're looking for.
About 50. And then you said this was going to be used for what?
Cash flow for the golf course.
All right. And
Mason owns Sebastian Hills Golf Club, S-E-B-A-S-T-I-A-N. Hills Golf Club. That's the only property we own.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And then you said you're going to use it as cash flow for the business. Can you be a little bit more specific in what you were looking to use it for?
Well, we have lease payments and so forth that continue on once we slow down on our golf season, which is still going pretty good here right now.
Mm-hmm.
So to take care of lease payments and monthly bills, you know, electric payments, telephone, et cetera, et cetera. We stay open all winter long, depending
right.
on the weather.
Right.
But business is slow, so it pinches you sometimes, you know.
Right. You don't have enough cash flow. It gets pretty tight. And
yeah, it gets tight when the weather hits, yes.
Right. Okay. So you need it kind of to stay operating there.
You got it.
Got it. All right. So this is more, is there some sort of return on the investment, or is it mostly just so that, you know, everything runs more smoothly and that you don't end up losing anything?
No, we're not going to lose anything. There's no mortgage payment. We don't have a mortgage on the property.
Okay, excellent. And so what kind of, do you have some sort of return in an investment that you're looking at if you were to get this $50,000 for the lease payments and all that?
I'm not sure what you mean by return.
Like, is it going to increase, like, sales at all, or is it more just to stay pushing through the tougher times?
Well, the tougher times and making payments on our obligations and so forth that we presently have, you know, which is lease payments for equipment mainly.
Okay. And lease payments for equipment. All right, and when were you looking to do this by, really?
Well, in the next couple of weeks, at least. Hopefully sooner than that, if possible.
Okay, so you're kind of trying to do it as soon as possible then, huh?
Correct.
All right, excellent. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say that you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I'd say we're very good
Very good, okay.
financially. Yeah.
I love hearing that.
I hear you. Well, you don't have
Yeah.
a mortgage. I don't have a banker after me, so let's put it that way. You know, we own the property, which is 165 acres of free and
Oh,
clear.
wow.
Yeah.
So that saves you a good amount on the monthly payment, huh?
So we're good for it. Yes, sir. It depends on
Excellent.
your interest rate. I don't want you to take up a lot of my time if you're going to gouge me with a big interest rate.
No, of course not. Especially if your credit is pretty solid. That's usually one of the good things that helps us out here. Why don't you tell me a little bit about sales then? How did you do in sales last year?
235,000.
235.
Yes, sir.
All righty, and what do
I'm.
you? Sorry, go ahead.
I said I tried. I was going to tell you. I tried to fill out your application online. After it gets down to the point where it asks for the last 4 months of credit card receipts, and I thought that didn't make any damn sense, and I didn't have them available at the time anyway, so I logged off. So that was my question to you. Why do they want credit card receipts? It didn't seem to have any bearing on what I was trying to fill out.
It's completely separate to the application itself. The merchant, what it is 4 months of merchant statements if you do accept credit cards. When you send in your bank statements and all that, that's what it's part of. It's not actually part of the application itself.
Well, I thought it was wanting receipts from our credit card clients, you know, or golfers.
Oh, no. It's just all
Not
through
really.
the merchant statements later on. It's not
Yeah.
part of the application itself. So,
Okay.
what are you on track for right now for this year?
That's the same. We haven't we've owned the property for 6 years, and we've gone up a little bit each year that we've owned it. Last year we went about 25,000, so 25 or 30,000 in sales above 2 years ago. So we're hoping to at least maintain that, if not increase it a little bit. Right now we've got a pretty good track record going. We don't want to go backwards. But weather has a lot to do with that when you're on outside golf course, you know.
Oh yeah, I assume so. So for
We
sorry, go ahead, continue.
had we typically have about 2 days in the 90-degree temperature range here in Ohio. This year we've had about 40, 90
Wow.
plus days. Yeah,
Wow.
so golfers stayed home when it's hot and muggy, so you know, that hurt her play a little bit. We're still right on target. We're going to be real close to at least staying up with last year. That's always our goal, you know.
All right, that's
And
good. Just as
if it
long as you
rains,
don't
they
go
won't.
lower.
Yeah, golfers won't play in the rain either unless they're on the PGA Tour. Those guys out there make a play if
Right.
it's not thunder or lightning.
Those guys will play anywhere.
Oh, I know it. Well, with the money they get paid, I can't say that I blame them, you know.
I completely agree. I would play wherever the heck they want me to play if they pay me that
It's a million. Those guys make $1 million every tournament.
Isn't that
The
insane?
winner makes away $1 million. I'm thinking, damn, I should have gone that way when I was younger.
Play a game of golf.
Play golf instead of going to college. You know what the hell is college?
Amen to that if you end up making more money, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Right, so you said this year we're shooting around the same, around 235 also?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All righty. And how long have you guys been in business, you said?
6 years.
6 years. All right. So you guys are pretty well established then. Been around for a solid amount of time.
Yes.
How'd you get into the industry?
Oh, retired school principal, bored, got a bunch of guys together, and we built a golf course.
That
I'm not
sounds
saying
like.
that was a smart thing to do, but we did it
But you did it
anyway.
anyway. It was something to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Keeps you busy.
That's true.
Were
That's
you
good.
a golfer growing up at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, after I started playing golf when I was about 22 years old, I guess, and I'm thinking, yeah, well, I'm better at this than I was all the other sports I played, so I
Yeah,
kept playing. I got pretty decent at it, you know.
Oh, yeah? Did you ever play in any tournaments or anything?
Nothing big, no.
No?
No. Just pro-ams, some pro-am tournaments.
Right.
Played those. The best pro-am I had to beat the pro by 6 strokes. I'm thinking, damn, and he's out here trying to make a living, and I'm just here having fun.
Oh, that's great.
At that point in time, you can't change your lifestyle, you know.
Yeah, of course not. Especially later on, definitely not. So are you...
I was a rock and roll drummer in college, and I didn't go that route either. that was in the good days, you know, when but drummers are like guitar players in Nashville, they're a dime a dozen, unless you can sing and be the front man, forget it, you know.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
So are you the 100% owner of the business?
No, I've got one partner. We're 50-50.
Okay, 50-50, cool.
His name is Joe Mays.
Joe Mays, got it.
Joe's a retired electrical engineer.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Yeah.
I was actually going that route, and once all the physics classes hit me, I changed everything.
I've been there and done that.
Yeah. Could not. I was like, electrical engineering is not for me. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Just need to take that place to get smart real quick, right?
Yep. Oh, man. So have you... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are you located in San Diego? Is that your headquarters?
Yes, I am. San Diego, California.
I got a good friend from there. He's got he sold out there, and he's got a home in Las Vegas. But, you know, I met him in Las Vegas playing golf, and he drove his motor home all the way from San Diego to Xenia, Ohio, and spent 10 days with me.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a long trip.
I know it. I forget how long it's about 5 days, I think, something like that.
Wow. At least he had somewhere to sleep, huh?
His motor home 44 feet long. I said, God almighty, Al. He could have taken, for what his gas cost him, he could have flown first class, he and his wife, you know.
Instead, he decided to drive, huh?
He decided to drive. And yeah. You know what? Spent 10 days with him. He didn't sleep in his motor home one night. I guess he was tired of it.
But hey, sounds like a fun road trip, though.
Yeah, he lived in an area called Fallbrook. Fallbrook,
yeah.
Where he was located.
It's like half an hour, 40 minutes north of us here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, he had a nice pad there right at the foothills of the mountains. That's beautiful.
It is beautiful up there.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I asked you a question earlier about interest rate, and you didn't answer me.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say about it?
What kind of interest rate would we be looking at anyway?
So the rates are all completely different. It really depends on the overall health, which is why I'm kind of asking you all these questions. It all depends on the overall health of the business and you know, how you look like on paper. Sorry?
Yeah, we look good. That's just about the best I can tell you in terms of, you know, and you're welcome to ask any questions you like. I've already told you there's no mortgage on the property.
Absolutely.
The only outstanding debts that we have are lease payments on about $250,000 worth of equipment. So.
Right. Okay, so what
I'm... About 70 golf carts, and we got a 3-wheel golf cruiser. We have 31 of those, and you've never seen one.
Wow.
You need to get on our website and then click SebastianHillGolfClub.com and click on Facebook, and over on the left-hand side on Facebook, you'll see a little 30-second commercial that was done by Time Warner when we introduced the cruiser to the golfing courses, players around this area here in Dayton. We're close to Dayton, Ohio, is where we're located.
Really?
From Dayton.
I'm trying
you need
to check it out right now.
And, yeah, it's you can do that while we're talking. It's a
I'm on the SebastianHillsGolfClub.com.
Yes, sir.
And then where did you say the cart was located?
On the left-hand side of the main page there should be Facebook. Click on the Facebook.
Facebook. Oh, okay. I see that. Facebook. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I see. And is it that first video there?
That's the video, yes. That's Mr. Mays. I think it opens up in the video with him wheeling and dealing behind the golf, one of the golf holes there.
No kidding.
Never seen those, have you?
No, I haven't actually.
We're the only golf course in the United States that's got them.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've never seen that before.
They're big in England, Australia, and France.
Wow, and you guys are the only ones who have them here?
Yep.
Wow.
We have people come play our golf course for the first time after they see these commercials. We run the commercial on the Golf Channel here in Southern Ohio, and it's been good for business, you know. Get your name out there. You see a little cute commercial, and which it is a cute golf commercial, I call it.
Yeah.
I'm the old guy holding the Scottish flag, the blue and white flag at the very beginning of the commercial. in the kilt outfit.
Oh, that's so great. So they end up, that's a solid advertisement then, huh?
It is, yeah.
Big
time. Because it runs Thursday through Sunday. We started out about mid-May and ran it to end of August. So it runs 16 times a weekend, you know.
Yeah.
Because golf tournaments are always covered on the Golf Channel, even if ABC or CBS or NBC picks them up on the weekends.
Right.
The Golf Channel repeats that later, and our commercials are running when the golfers are watching it, you know, so it's good for business.
Right.
It's been a good commercial. We're going to run it again this coming year. You know, same thing, no change of thing. Just keep firing it out there. Matter of fact, we were one of the few. I haven't seen another golf commercial on in the Dayton area other than ours.
Period. Really?
That's a good thing. Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a great form of marketing. Wow.
And it's very economical because Time Warner filmed it for us. They took 4 hours to film a 30-second commercial. They did a super job.
Wow.
They'd only called for that 30 seconds to run on there, covering I forget how many hundreds of thousands of people, viewers, potential viewers, $4. $4 a commercial.
$4.
$4. $16 a day. I'm not kidding. I couldn't believe it either.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Yep. I did not expect that. I was waiting for some thousands of dollars for you.
Oh, you run an ad in the local Dayton newspaper. It's $300 for a
exactly.
one.
Exactly. That's why I was wondering.
And people may or may not see it. You know, this one, you have to see it. If you're watching golf, it'll bingo right in there. When that bagpipe starts playing, it'll get your attention, you know.
Yep. Right. Wow.
I have to view the commercial in its entirety and listen to what the guy's saying and the bagpipe playing and so forth. You know, it's pretty cool.
I'm actually going to watch it right after this phone call when I send you an email here.
I understand.
Yeah. So why don't you tell me this. Have you looked into financing at all, or are you just kind of starting to shop around?
You're the first one I've called.
Okay, excellent.
I've got your literature in the mail a couple of different times, and I was talking to Joe, and I said, hey, I keep getting a couple flyers in the mail here. Why don't I give them a call? So I was intrigued by your name and what you do, and I thought, well, that's easier than going to – banks are a pain in the butt to deal with anymore.
Yes, they are.
You know what I always say, and this is what my accountant told me once, because his wife was a banker, and I said – Bob, your wife has asked me everything but my IQ and picker size. She'll get around to that. I'm talking about a traditional bank. I know you guys are a bank, but you're a little bit different since you're
reaching
out across the country, you know.
Yeah, we're definitely a little bit different. I mean, I know in those bigger nationwide banks, they end up kind of collecting all kinds of information, and they make you wait weeks, and then they come back and they tell you whether you're approved or not.
I understand. We didn't want to go through that. We've been that route over the years in different kinds of businesses, you know. And I said, I need to, this guy says he can give us a turnaround in 48 hours. Let's call him and see what it's all about. So that's
right.
Why I called you.
Yeah, no, we're very, very quick at what we do here. And we're also a relationship-based bank, so we don't try and kind of just throw a loan at you and then leave you there. We kind of try and work with you continuously where we can guide you every step of the way and help you grow the business and all that. So,
sure.
Yeah, we're very relationship-based. But why don't you tell me this? Do you have any current loans out on the business right now?
Just the lease payments. There's only loans out there.
Okay, so just the lease.
That's really not a loan. It was equipment purchase and the Toro through Century Equipment. They had their own leasing company, and we went with them. But there's no loans per se, none.
Okay.
I guess a lease is a loan, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Lease payments. The equipment, once we make the payments, we're using the equipment, et cetera, so...
Right.
I got one more that cost more than a new Cadillac, man.
Oh, my God.
I about crap when they pulled it into the showroom yard to show me. I said, hell, that's a bottom of me, a new Cadillac.
Dang.
But it mows about 12 feet wide. You know, it's got these mowers that drops down. And we only have one guy that's allowed to run it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's the operation guy.
Yeah, I asked him, his name's Willie. I said, Willie, how's my Cadillac done? He said, that's good. I said, you keep her old chains and keep her wax, buddy.
Yep.
Keep her shining.
Oh, man. That's a really expensive mower.
I'm telling you.
That's insane. So for the lease payment that you have going on right now, you said it was for purchasing equipment?
Yes.
So what's the payment that you have on that?
About $6,000, something like that, monthly.
Okay, $6,000, and then do you pay this monthly?
Yes.
Okay. $6,000 a month. All right, and no other loans, so sounds pretty solid to me. I mean, it just looks like you're looking for our working capital program, like you said in the beginning, and we're just looking for. Yeah, some cash flow so we can get the lease payments going, and when you slow down, you still have that money there for operating.
Right.
We want to try and do this as soon as possible. I know you said trying to do it at least in the next couple of weeks, and you guys...
Or sooner,
yeah. I mean, I'm going to try and do it for you as soon as possible. I'll actually start working on your file once you send me in all your documents, but we're trying to do this for your said your annual sales were around 235, right?
Correct.
Okay, been in business for 6 years. You're saying you have good credit. You're 50-50, you and Joe Mays. You kind of just started shopping around, and you don't have any existing loans, which is great, so you're not really going to hold us back here from some bigger options we might have. And I've got your email. So the email you said was W. Napier, right?
C1@hotmail.com.
Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So what I can do for you is shoot over an email with the required documents that I need from you. And then once you send those back into me, I'll immediately put your file together and I'll shoot it over to the underwriting department. Now, I'm gonna be here for, let's see, what time is it? 129. I'm going to be here for another 2 hours. So if you can get it into me sometime within the next 2 hours, if you can't, it's completely fine. We can do it tomorrow. Then I can actually submit it for you probably today and then hopefully have something for you tomorrow. Otherwise, if you can get it in for me, you know, later today or tomorrow, I can put it together for you tomorrow, and then the next day we should be able to have something for you.
Very good. Give me your name again, sir.
Sure, it's Hashem. That's H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
Okay.
And I just want to give you a little inside scoop here of the things we take a look at. The documents that I'm going to be requiring are 6 months of your most recent bank statements for the business and the most recent tax return for the business.
Okay.
Okay, and then you said you guys do credit cards, right?
Yes, we accept credit card, yes.
Okay. So if you can get me 4 months of the merchant statements, that's all I require on your end.
Merchant statements, okay.
Yeah, and I'll throw this all in the email for you. So, I mean, if you want to write it down, go for it. But I'm going to send it to you either way.
Okay.
And then there's going to be, you know, that one-page application that you were talking about that you were working on?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the only other thing that I'll need. So I can go ahead and shoot over the email to you right now, and then whenever you collect those documents, when do you think I should expect them by?
By tomorrow sometime. I won't be able to get them all done this evening.
I know. It's
the application, can I print it out, and then I'll just email all this stuff back to you?
Yeah, you can email it, fax it, send it in, whatever you want to do, however it's more convenient for you. Yeah.
Okay. Give me that first one. You said 6 months of what?
Of most recent bank statements.
Oh, bank statement. I'm sorry. I just didn't catch up.
No,
it's
all right.
Have it in your email anyway.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
fire it over, and I'll get on it and get it back to you.
All right. Sounds good, Will. All righty.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. No problem, Will. I'll send it over to you right now.
Okay, thank you. Watch the commercial.
Absolutely. I'm going to watch it right now.
Thanks, partner.
No problem. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.